Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India has just witnessed the conclusion of a groundbreaking sports event, one that shines the spotlight on the country's rich tribal heritage and sporting talent, with Karnataka emerging as the champion in the inaugural edition of the Khelo India Tribal Games. What makes this significant is that the Khelo India Tribal Games 2026, held in Chhattisgarh, marked a new chapter in the country's efforts to promote sports among tribal communities. The event, which concluded on 3rd April 2026, saw Karnataka take the top spot in the medal tally, winning 23 gold, 8 silver, and 7 bronze medals. First, it's worth noting that the games were organized by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports in collaboration with the Ministry of Tribal Affairs, as an extension of the broader Khelo India mission. Building on this, the Khelo India Tribal Games is a dedicated edition within the Khelo India umbrella, designed specifically for tribal athletes. Unlike the Khelo India Youth Games, which focuses on school-age athletes, or the University Games, which targets college-age athletes, the Tribal Games feature indigenous or traditional tribal sports alongside mainstream disciplines. Crucially, the event is held in states with significant tribal populations, with the aim of identifying and nurturing tribal sporting talent from the grassroots level and providing a pathway to national and international competitions. It is worth pausing here to note that the indigenous sports featured in the games include tia, a traditional form of archery, koko, gillidanda, traditional wrestling in various regional forms, and kabaddi, with its tribal variants. These sports are not only a testament to the rich cultural heritage of India's tribal communities but also offer a unique opportunity for athletes from these communities to showcase their skills on a national platform. Now let us turn to the historical context of the Khelo India program, which was launched in 2018, rebranded from the Rajiv Gandhi Khel Abhiyan, with the objective of reviving sports culture at the grassroots and identifying sporting talent from non-metro, rural, and tribal India. The program has been instrumental in promoting sports development across the country, and the addition of the tribal games marks a significant step forward in this journey. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of the Khelo India Tribal Games for India's tribal communities. India has over 700 scheduled tribes, constituting approximately 8.6% of the population, which translates to about 10.4 crore people. Tribal communities have rich sporting traditions, many of which are poorly documented and rarely featured in national competitions. The tribal games serve as a means of cultural preservation, as indigenous sports get visibility and documentation. They also provide economic opportunities, as talented athletes gain access to scholarships and government employment quotas through sports. Furthermore, the games promote social inclusion, as tribal athletes from remote areas compete on a national platform. And here is something that surprises many students: the tribal games also serve as a scouting pipeline, as the Target Olympic Podium Scheme, or TOPS, identifies elite prospects from the game's winners. Now, let us examine why Chhattisgarh was chosen as the host state for the inaugural edition of the Khelo India Tribal Games. Chhattisgarh was a natural choice, given that approximately 30.6% of its population belongs to scheduled tribes, making it one of India's most tribal majority states. Major tribal groups in the state include the Gond, Baiga, Korva, Halba, and Muria. The state has produced prominent tribal athletes in archery, athletics, and wrestling. Hosting the tribal games aligns with the central government's focus on tribal development under the PM Janjati Adivasi Nyaya Maha Abhiyan, or PM Janman, launched in November 2023. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Khelo India Tribal Games and the broader Khelo India program have significant relevance to the UPSC syllabus. For GS Paper 1, Indian Society, this includes topics such as tribal population, demographics, distribution, and major groups, as well as indigenous sports and intangible cultural heritage. For GS Paper 2, Polity and Governance, this includes scheduled tribes under Articles 15, 16, 46, and 342, the 5th and 6th schedules, which pertain to tribal area administration, the PESA Act of 1996, and the objectives and target beneficiaries of the PM Janman. Remember this number, the Khelo India Tribal Games 2026 was the inaugural edition of this specialized national multisport event. Note this carefully, the host state was Chhattisgarh and the champion was Karnataka with a medal tally of 23 gold, 8 silver and 7 bronze medals. This is a favorite prelims fact. The Khelo India program was launched in 2018 and the Khelo India Tribal Games is an extension of this program. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but what is relevant is that India's scheduled tribe population is approximately 10.4 crore, according to the Census 2011, which is about 8.6% of India's population. Chhattisgarh has the third highest tribal population by percentage, after Mizoram and Nagaland. The Target Olympic Podium Scheme, or TOPS, supports elite athletes from grassroots events like the Khelo India Tribal Games, and it is worth noting that Neeraj Chopra was an early beneficiary of the TOPS. The Sports Authority of India, or SAI, manages the Khelo India infrastructure, including the National Centres of Excellence, or NCOEs, where identified tribal talent trains. Traditional Indian games like Khokho and Kabaddi are now part of the International Kabaddi Federation, or IKF, and are played in the Asian Games, making the tribal games a potential feeder for these globally recognized sports. In conclusion, the Khelo India Tribal Games 2026 marks a significant milestone in India's efforts to promote sports development and cultural preservation among its tribal communities, and its connection to the broader Khelo India program and the country's constitutional provisions for scheduled tribes makes it a topic of relevance for UPSC aspirants, highlighting the importance of inclusive development and the empowerment of marginalized communities in India's growth story. The success of the Khelo India Tribal Games also underscores the potential for sports to bridge social and economic divides, fostering a more cohesive and vibrant nation.